You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Time now to look at stories making headlines on the rest of the continent. A very good morning to you once again, Crystal. I mean, you and I were talking last week about African presidents who don't want to leave office. And now, a furore in Zambia, as a court there says President Lungu can run for 2021.
Good morning, Bongani. Absolutely. It just seems that African presidents wants to stay in for power longer than the usual mandate. So we now see that Zambia's top court ruled that President Lungu can stand in the presidential election due in 2021, and he won't be breaching the constitutional two-term limit. Now, the ruling will, of course, strengthen his hand at a time when Zambia is grappling with debt. There's an economic slump caused by the depressed commodity market. And of course, he's becoming quite heavy-handed with the opposition, with access to the internet, with access to the media. And now, so his supporters have been arguing that he's technically only served one term because his first period in office lasted only 1 year when he took over after the death of President Michael Sata. If we recall, President Sata had died. Lungu then won a disputed vote again, the second term in August 2016. And we know that the opposition leader, Mr. Chilema, was fighting that and subsequently arrested. And so we now see Lungu supporters are saying, look, the constitution says the president didn't serve a full term, and so hence he can stand for another term. So the Concord with all the seven judges agreed to this decision, and it was unanimous. But we do see the opposition still very angry, and they've rejected this ruling. We know, of course, actually a few months ago, Bongani, Lungu actually warned the judges that he doesn't want a Kenya-style situation when the court ruled against Uhuru Kenyatta, and he caused some real anger within the judiciary, and some people feel this might have impacted on this decision by the courts.
Yeah, but they still seem to have buckled down under that pressure. It really underscores the importance of an independent court. Finally, Graca Machel addressing a global education forum in Hong Kong, where you are at the moment.
Yes, Bongani. So she's the special keynote speaker at the Yudan Prize, which is looking at education and innovation. And Graca Machel, we know, of course, in South Africa, she's the former, she's the widow of the late Nelson Mandela. But yeah, you know, education has always been her passion. And she addressed about 500 delegates to talk about child marriages and how this is really impacting on young girls and how this is actually simply just bad for society, not only in Africa, but also Asia and Latin America. And she gave some statistics of how, 8 out of 10 girls, they don't finish primary school. And it's really impacting in society. And she wants governments and communities to tackle this. She also wants governments to commit more money to education because she believes this will effect change in society. And also simply the fact we talk about the fourth industrial revolution and artificial intelligence. But she's saying if we still have something like child marriage, how are we even going to get there if we don't give the girl child some level and some access to education? So she's getting quite a rousing response from the audience in Hong Kong, and it seems her messages are really taken to heart by these global education experts.
All right, we'll leave it there. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.